你当预备迎接你的神这句话当中有四个重点要注意的，四个重点。
And there are four main points to take note of from this theme to prepare to meet your God.
第一个重点是谁当预备迎接神。
The first is who ought to prepare to meet your God.
这里说你就是你。
It says you.
你不要看别人。
Do not look at others.
就是你，你应该预备。
It is you that ought to be ready.
我们真教会是常常你别的人，别的人指别人指别人，自己好像没有的，不用预备的。
Very often we would point at others, but we do not for ourselves. We do not need to prepare.
指责人家软弱，指责人家错的时候也是别人的，自己没有错，没有软弱的。
We will point out the weaknesses of others, but not our own.
所以谁应当预备迎接神
？Therefore, who should prepare to meet God?
第一个重点就说出的是你，就是你。
First is you.
那就是每个人了、
啊。It is all of us.
那第二个重点就是预备，要怎么样迎接神呢？你要预备，要赶快预备。
And how do we meet our God? We have to prepare.
不是逃避神。
Do not flee from God.
不是糊弄神，敷衍神，糊弄神。
Or to neglect him.
是要预备好见他。
But to prepare to meet him.
那怎么样预备哈？耶稣都有教导我们要怎么预备。圣经常常都有教导。
And the Bible and the Lord Jesus teaches us how to prepare.
那么第三个就是迎接，第二个是预备，第三个就是迎接，要见他。
First is to prepare, and the third is to meet him.
不是逃避他。
Not to flee from
那你怎么样来迎接你的神呢
？So how do you meet your God？
你有穿着白衣迎接他吗？还是穿着睡衣迎接他呢
？Are you dressed in your white robes or are you dressed in your pajamas？
因为有见证说，有个信徒穿着睡衣去见神啊。
Because there was a testimony of a believer who went to meet God in his pajamas。
主耶稣来迎娶他，结婚那天他穿着睡衣哦，当新娘啊，当新娘有人穿睡衣的吗
？And as a bride, is there anyone who would wear their pajamas?
所以这里讲迎接的时候，你要见你的神的时候，你要见你的神的时候，你怎样迎接他呀
？So how are you to meet your how are you when you meet Lord?
第四个重点就是这个神是谁的神，就是你的神。
And fourth point, this God is your God.
不只是父亲的神，母亲的神。
Not just the God of your father,
那是你的神，跟你自己有关系的。
But it is your God who has a direct relationship with you.
意思说，信仰哦，每个人都要面对他的神啊，没有代表的，不能代表的。
In our faith, there is no representative. Each of us would have to meet our God.
因为那个是你的神来的呀。
Because this is your God.
好，这个是这个主题里面的四个重点。
And this is the four points in this theme.
那神在神曾经很心痛的对以色列民说出一件事情。
And God once spoke to the Israelites in a very sorrowful heart. One thing.
什么事情让神很心痛呢
？So what caused the Lord to be so?
他借着耶利米先知说出来。
And he spoke through a prophet Jeremiah.
让我们看神到底心痛的是什么事
？And what was what caused God to be so sorrowful?
请看耶利米书的第七章。
Let us read Jeremiah chapter 7.
我们来读十三节。
Verse 13.
耶利米书七章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13.
1:3. 耶和华说：现在因你们行了这一切的事，我也从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从；呼唤你们，你们却不答应。神说他从早起来就借着先知仆人警戒我们。
And God said that early in the morning he was calling out for the people through the prophet.
再看二十五节。
Let us read verse 25.
1:3. 自从你们列祖出埃及地的那日，直到今日，我差遣我的仆人众先知到你们哪里去？怎么样？每日从早起来差遣他们，你们却不听从。不侧耳而听，竟硬作景象行恶，比你们的列祖更甚。这个事情让神很伤心，很难过。
And this matter caused God to be very sad.
但因为神爱他们
，But because God loved the people,
应该说神爱我们。
And because God loved us,
他说他早晚啊，早上、晚上、早晚都差派先知仆人来讲道给我们听。
In the morning, at night, he has been sending his servants to preach to us.
但对那些沉睡的人，有神的话叫醒他。
And to those who are sleeping, the words of God will awaken them.
对那些走错路的人呢，有神的话让他回归正确。
And to those on the wrong path, the word of God will guide them back.
对那些硬心的 不悔改的，有神的话责备他们。
And to those who are stubborn and do not want to repent, the word of God will rebuke them.
对那些软弱的，哦，有神的话来扶持他们，扶助他们。
And to those who are weak, the word of God will hold them.
对伤心的人，有神的话安慰他们。
And to those who are sad, the word of God will comfort them.
这个就是先知讲道的内容，先知讲道的目的啊。
And this is the purpose of the words of the prophet.
神早晚都差派先知仆人来讲道理。
In the morning and the night, God sent His servant to speak.
所以不是我们不懂道理。
It is not that we do not know the word.
也不是我们没有道理听。
Or does not, it is not that we do not have the word to listen to.
而是听了却不哦，却不认真的听从。
But after hearing, we do not listen. After listening, we do not hear the words seriously.
反而硬着心来向恶，而退步不向前，而是向后。
But we harden our hearts and we fall back.
这是神当日借着先知很伤心的宣布这件事情啊。
And this is a sorrowful matter that God proclaimed through the prophet.
神爱我们，常常借着仆人、先知对我们发出严厉的警告。
And God loved us, and through the prophets, He sent out His warnings.
神因为要救赎我们，他早晚差遣他的仆人对我们发出呼唤，不断的呼唤。
And because God wants to save us, through the prophets, He's constantly calling to us.
那到底神严厉的警告是什么呢？
So what is this stern warning of God?
那神听到神呼唤我们，呼唤我们的时候，我们应当怎么做呢？
And how should we respond when God is calling for us?
那答案是在阿摩斯书第四章。
And the answer is in Amos chapter 4.
阿摩斯书第四章十二节。
Amos chapter 4 verse 12.
神严厉的警告是什么？
What is the stern warning of God?
那神警告过后，我们应当怎么做？
And after this warning of God, what should we do?
来一起读十二节。
Let us read verse 12.
以色列啊，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。这就是我们灵恩会的主题。
So this is the theme of our spiritual meeting.
神叫我们要预备迎接他。
God wants us to prepare to meet Him.
预备就是他还没有来之前，你就应当先做好预备。
So to before you meet Him, you have to make your preparation.
不是等到主来时，那时候你才来预备。
And not to make preparations when the Lord comes.
为什么那个时候不能够预备呢？
So why can you not make preparations then?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为这个时候啊，叫做主来的时候。主来的时候，
because that is the time when the Lord has come.
那么也叫做羔羊愤怒的大日。
It is also the day of the wrath of this Lamb.
这个时候呢，就不是预备的时候。
And this is not the time to make preparation.
这时候是叫做审判的时候。
This is the time of judgment.
所以预备是主还没有来之前你要预备的，不是耶稣来了才来预备。
So we have to make preparations before the Lord comes and not when He comes.
所以我们不要搞错了。
Therefore, do not be mistaken.
所以我们不要以为那个时候呢还有时间哦。
Then do not think that you still have time when the Lord comes.
你也不要以为那个时候哦还有机会的，还有恩典的。
And do not think that at that point of time you still have grace and an opportunity.
主耶稣严厉的警告我们。
The Lord, Jesus wants us.
他来的那个日子的那个时候呢，是没有时间的。
When He comes, there is no more time.
是没有机会的。
There is no more chance.
跟甚至没有恩典，没有怜悯的。
There is no more grace and mercy.
这是主耶稣最严厉的警告。
And this is the stern warning of the Lord Jesus.
所以预备主来，是要他没有来之前，我们赶快预备。
And before the Lord comes, we have to make our preparation.
没有时间，是因为主耶稣只做天启示。
And the Lord Jesus has already told everyone.
在启示录第十章说，主耶稣只做天启示说，不再有时日，没有时间了。
And in Revelation 10, the Lord has prophesied that there will be no more time.
也不再给我们时间了。
And He will not give us any more time.
不再有机会，是因为救恩的门已经关了。
And there is no more opportunity because this door of salvation has closed.
没有任何人可以进入那个殿里面。
And no one can enter this temple.
没有任何人，包括长老、执事、传道人。
Not no one, including the preachers and the elders. If you're outside, you can no longer enter.
你那时候想要回来, 想要进来也进不来了。
At that time, if you want to return, you have no chance.
这一切都是主耶稣讲的哦。
And this is all spoken by the Lord Jesus.
所以什么叫做预备迎见神?
So what does it mean to prepare to meet your God?
就是现在, 主耶稣还没有来的时候, 赶快预备。
It is now to make your preparations before the Lord Jesus comes.
那神说, 他一定会这样做。
And the Lord says that He will do in such a manner.
这个警告是特别对神的儿女们说的。
And this warning is especially directed towards His children.
所以十二节他一直直接说, 以色列啊, 以色列啊, 我必向你如此行。 这直接是指神的儿女们讲的。
So this is spoken towards the Israelites.
而且他在强调说, 我既然一定会这样行, 那么我们应该怎么办?
And He will do it in such a manner, so what should we do?
怎么办?
What do we do?
那就是预备迎见神啊, 怎么办?
Therefore, we should prepare to meet our God.
就是这样办啊, 这样来迎见啊, 怎么办?
So this is how we ought to meet our God.
这是神教导我们迎见他的方法。
And this is how God is teaching us on the method to meet Him.
这是教导我们怎样面对神愤怒的审判的时候的方法。
And this is the method to meet God in His wrath.
简单说, 预备, 预备, 再预备。
We ought to prepare, prepare, and prepare.
就是这么简单。
It is that simple.
这么简单的事我们做到吗?
Such a simple thing, but can we do it?
我们有做吗?
Have we done it?
神所赐给我们的全副军装你穿好了吗?
Have you put on this full gospel, full armor of God?
救恩的那个头盔你戴了吗?
Have you put on this helmet of salvation?
福音的那个鞋有穿在脚上吗?
Have you put on this sandals of gospel?
真理的那个腰带有绑好有绑紧吗?
Have you girded on this belt of truth?
圣灵的宝剑还在吗? 那个剑还在吗?
Do you still have the sword of the spirit?
这一切的装备请问你都预备好了吗? 都还, 这些预备还在吗?
Have you prepared all these things, and is it still there?
不要说你预备好了。
Do not say that you have prepared.
有个信徒以为他都预备好了，没问题哦。
And it's a believer who thought that he is all prepared.
当撒旦来攻击教会的时候，
But when Satan comes to attack the church,
他才看到很多弟兄姐妹哦，头盔哦没有戴的。
Then he saw that many of these brothers and sisters do not have the
有些有戴那个头盔歪歪的, 戴不稳的。
Some may have the helmet on, but it is not upright.
啊, 有些的裤带那个真理的带松松的,
Some of
没有绑紧的,
them, the belt of truth is not tightened around their waist.
还有他看到他自己有剑啊, 剑还在啊,
and he saw that he has this sword.
可是一直拉不出来的,
but this sword, this arrow cannot be taken out. Why is it not able to be taken out?
Because
it has been rusted and it cannot be taken out.
有一些剑拿出来那个剑是钝的, 是不锋利的，钝的，就是怎么样？钝怎么样讲？不利的。
Oh, some of the sword that was taken out is blunt.
那很多都是生锈的，也有一些剑是断了的。
Some of the swords are rusted, some are broken.
有这个叫做有预备吗？
And is this being prepared?
或者当时很早以前，很多年前你有预备。
And maybe in the past they were prepared.
很多年后这些装备还是完好的吗？
But many years later, is this still well taken care of?
所以今年的灵恩会传道就用神的这个严重的警告来提醒大家，来互相勉励。
So this year's spiritual meeting, we use this warning of God to mutually remind one another.
当预备迎接你的神。
Prepare to meet your God.
那在这次灵恩会当中，我预备了大概有9堂的道理。
And this spiritual meeting, we have 9 sermons.
如果讲不完也无所谓。
It is okay if we cannot finish speaking.
第一堂就是今天晚上的,
tonight's session is on the prophecy of Armageddon.
预言什么?
What is the prophecy
预言伯拉大河的水干了。
The prophecy of the river Euphrates drying
这篇道理到底要告诉我们什么?
What does this message is what is this message tell us?
哈米济多敦的国际情形。
And the second sermon would be the situation of the Armageddon.
这堂的题目叫做风从哪里来?
And this is where does the wind come from?
第三堂道理叫做哈米济多敦的拯救。
The third sermon would be the redemption of Armageddon.
神要拯救谁?
Who does God want to save?
这是有关以色列得救的问题。
This is regarding the salvation of Israel.
这是神最后的救赎工作, 最后的工作。
This is the final work of salvation of God.
第四堂道理。
The fourth one.
哈米济多敦的动乱。
The turmoil of Armageddon.
啊，题目叫做起风的时候，风吹起的时候，吹起了三种的动乱。
And the title is When the wind rises, there'll be three disruptions.
知道那三种动乱吗？
Do you know what these three disruptions
are? 而在动乱当中，耶稣有教导我们有七个自救的方法，七个。
And
during, 要怎么样救自己？
In this turmoil, there are seven ways that we can save ourselves.
第五堂道理。
A fifth sermon.
那哈米基多敦的风暴。
Armageddon storm.
什么风暴？
What storm
is this? 就是末世四匹马的风暴。
Which is the storm of the four horses of the apocalypse.
红马啊，白马、红马、黑马跟灰马。
The white horse.
四匹马的风暴。
The red horse, the black horse, and the grey horse.
这四匹马现在正在世界正在跑。
And these four horses are going around the world now.
这四匹马也正在真耶稣教会里面跑。
And these four horses are also running around in the truth of the church.
第六堂道理。
The sixth sermon.
我们预备迎见神的。之神严厉的责备。
Prepare to meet God, God's stern warning.
第七堂神愤怒的大日。
Seven, the great day of God's wrath.
那个愤怒有多大呢？
How great is the wrath of God?
你知道大到什么程度吗？
And do you know to what extent is this wrath?
第八堂道理。
Eighth sermon.
谁能站立得住？
Who can stand firm?
你能站立得住吗？
Can you stand firm?
我传道能站立得住吗？
Can the preacher stand firm?
真耶稣教会站立得住吗？
Can the true Jesus Church stand firm?
那些信耶稣的外教会传耶稣的那些教会站立得住吗？
Can the believers of the other denominations stand firm?
最后一堂道理。
And the last sermon.
末日的大审判。
The last judgment.
那这就是我们这次灵恩会所要分享、所要勉励的。这些道理，这些题目。
And these are the sermons of this spiritual meeting.
好，我们看启示录，伯拉大河的水干了的预言。
Let us look at the revelation of the river Euphrates drying up.
请看启示录的十六章。
Revelation chapter 16.
启示录的十六章。
Revelation chapter 16.
我们读十二节到十六节
，verses 12 to 16。
这里注意哦，最后一节就讲到哈米基多敦末日战争哦。
And take note that this at the end here it talks of Armageddon。
十二节
，verse 12。
水干了。
The river dried up。
是为末日战争来预备的。
It is to prepare for the end of。
那当中发生什么事？
What happened in between?
读的时候你就自己看当中发生什么事。
And when you read the verses, take note of what happened.
来，启示录十六章十二到十六。
Revelation chapter 16 verses 12 to 16.
三，第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了，要给那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路。我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，从龙口、兽口，并假先知的口中出来。他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行歧视，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚聚征战。看啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得侧身而行。叫人见他羞耻的有福了。那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫做哈米基多敦。圣经有很多次很多处预言有关世界末日的事。
In the Bible, there are multiple prophecies of the end of the world.
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章，全章都在讲世界末日的事。
And in Matthew chapter 24, it is a whole chapter on the judgment day.
那末日之前有许许多多的征战。
And before judgment day, there are many wars.
就像之前的俄罗斯跟乌克兰之战。
Like to the war between Russia and Ukraine.
他们的战争战了四五年、五六年都还没有战完，现在又跟着美国、以色列两个国打这个伊朗的战争。美国跟以色列两个合作打伊朗的战争。
And when this war between Russia and Ukraine is not ended, the Americans and the Israelites are now fighting against Iranians.
以为说可以停了，但是似乎又停不下来。
It may seem that they may stop, but it does not seem that it will stop.
所以这次的战争啊，到底会不会停，都没有人有把握说，没有人有把握有一个答案。
So no one has a certain answer on if whether this war will stop.
这是看神的旨意要怎么做咯。
And we have to see the will of God.
因为末日战争呢, 特别关系到以色列的, 都是在神的掌控中, 神的计划里面。
Because wars in the end times, especially when it comes to Israel, is in the hands of God.
以色列是胜是败, 哦, 是强是弱, 一切都神说了算, 在神手里。
Whether Israel is victorious or they fail, it is in the hand of God.
但最终最可怕的战争是哈米基多敦的战争。
But the most fearful war is the war at Armageddon.
这是世界最后的征战。
This will be
过后就没有了。
This will be the final war in the world before judgment.
哈米基多敦哦，在希伯来哦有两句话。 两个字,
and in this word Armageddon, in there are two words in the Hebrew
那个哈,
for this Armageddon.
那个哈, 希伯来文的意思是山的意思, 山, mountain,
in this, the first part of it is mountain.
那个米基多敦的意思是杀戮, 就是杀戮, 杀来杀去。
And this second part, the Megiddo, is where people would kill one another.
那简单说, 哈米基多敦就是杀戮的山, 在这山上有。 有很可怕的杀戮。
So in this word Armageddon is actually a mountain of murder.
那么这个哈米基多敦的字跟希伯来的字呢，还有一个意思是总集合，很多军队集合在一起，它有这个意思。
So it's also another meaning where Armageddon is where all these people would gather together.
那这样就很清楚了，意思说有很多国的军队。 会集合在这个地方，互相杀戮，互相毁灭。
So it is very clear that there will be many armies that will gather together here to kill one another.
这就是我们现在常常讲的末日战争，世界末日的征战，最后的征战。
And so this is the final war before judgment.
许多国的军队都在那边互相仇杀，互相杀来杀去，人杀人，一直到结束为止，一直到毁灭为止。
And the militaries of various countries will gather together to kill one another until the end of the war.
而且这个战争一开始就不会停了。
And once this war begins, it will not end.
你不要以为还有停了，没有停了。
And do not think that it will end.
好，在最后的末日战争前，神先让伯拉大河的水干了。
And before this war begins, God will allow the river Euphrates to dry up.
什么时候河水会干呢？
So when will this river dry up?
在十二节答案说，十二节的答案说，当第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上的时候，河水就干了。
And verse 12 it says, once the sixth angel poured out his bowl.
好，那河水干是什么意思，知道吗？
So what does it mean for this water to dry up?
河水干有两个层面，两个意思。
There are two meanings of this water drying up.
一个层面是指属灵真教会层面，我们真耶稣在里面的。 受到很大的逼迫。
First, from the spiritual point of view, is where the true Jesus Church would face spiritual persecution.
因为河水干了，敌人仇敌从这个干的这个河床进入，直接进入真教会里面来攻击我们，来杀害我们。
Once the river dries up, the enemy can come in straight to attack us.
那第二个层面是指在世上的这个以色列国，它要被毁灭。 被攻打，被毁灭。
And secondly, is this
现在的以色列，this
physical Israel will be attacked and will be destroyed.
所以河水干的第一个层面是指属灵真教会里面的事。
So the first point of this river drying up is matters regarding the true church.
另一个层面是指世界的现在中东那个以色列国的那以色列国要被毁灭。
And the second point is that the physical Israel of today will be destroyed.
哦，原来。 水干了有这两个意义，那是很可怕的预言。
So there are two meanings of this water drying up, and they're both very frightening.
这两个预言呢，都是直接来攻击神的国的。
And this too is directly related towards attacking the kingdom of God.
因为真教会是属灵神的国度。
Because the true church is a spiritual kingdom of God.
那地上的这个以色列民是亚伯兰的子孙，也是神的选民，也是直接面。 直接攻击神的。
And this physical Israel today, they are the descendants of Abraham, and they are also directly attacking God.
但这件事情是神允许的，在神的计划里面。
But this is allowed by God, and it is in the plan of God.
好，我们先来分享第一个层面，指属灵真教会受到撒旦疯狂的攻击。
We first talk about where the true church would be attacked by Satan.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say so?
第一，水干的意思就是神国真教会，神保护的篱笆被拆掉了，那个保护真教会的篱笆拆掉了。
So this fence that is around the church that is protecting the true church has been removed.
那这时撒旦就可以毫无顾忌的直接攻击教会，
point,
直接伤害神的百姓。
At that point, Satan can directly attack the church.
撒旦要把神的国、神的教会完全摧毁、完全破坏。
Satan wants to destroy this kingdom of God and this church of God.
所以撒旦会对教会进入很无情、很惨烈的总攻击，
so,
最后的攻击。
The devil would attack the church.One final time in a very terrifying manner.
等下我们会看到启示录有启示这件事情。
And later we can see in the book of Revelation where it was prophesied.
这是启示录中多次的预言，多次的提醒。
And this is a repeated reminder as well as a prophecy in the book of Revelation.
其实主耶稣在讲论末日再临之前，他要我们特别留意这个事，教会受攻击，神国受攻击，他已经提醒了。
And the Lord wants to remind us this, about this, where the church will be attacked before the end of time.
请看马太福音书的24章。
Let us read Matthew 24.
耶稣有做特别的提醒。
The Lord Jesus gives us a special reminder.
马太福音书24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
我们读15节。
Verse 15.
1, 2, 3，你们看见先知但以理所说的。那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，请注意哦，读这经的人需要会议，需要特别留意这件事哦。哦，那行毁坏可憎的，就是地基督的破坏教会的啊，反对神的污秽圣殿的，已经站在圣地上，已经到来，已经在圣地上了，站在圣地上了。
So this abomination that is now standing in the holy place.
那再看13节
verse 13,
耶稣勉励我们，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。这个时候呢，我们能够做的就是忍耐到底，
verse,
忍啊忍啊忍，一直忍一直忍。
13, Jesus reminds us that those who endure till the end will be saved.
你不能够忍的，你就会失败，你就会跌倒，你会离开主耶稣，
cannot,
你会离开真教会。
Cannot endure, then you will fall and you will leave the church.
现在都不是讲信心、讲爱心，都不是讲那个，那个没信心已经信了，爱神的心也有了。
It's now we're now not talking about faith or love because we have that.
现在是要你要忍耐啊。
But now you have to endure.
不只是忍耐，要忍耐到底啊。
Not
到底为止啊。
Not only endure, but to endure to the end.
什么叫做到底？就是我断气的那一刻啊。
It is to the end where is when you die.
我的气还没有断，我人还好，还没有死，我就继续忍啊。忍到我断气那一刻。
As long as I am still alive, I will endure until my last breath.
没有断气那刻，分分钟都会离开主，分分钟都会改变信仰。
And before I breathe my last, I may change my mind and my leave the faith.
所以主耶稣才会说忍耐到底，唯一的就忍忍忍忍到底，不要离开，不要放弃，必然得救，一定得救。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus reminds us that he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
所以这里不是谈你的信心哦，也不是谈你的爱神的心哦，不是哦。
At this point, it's not about your faith or your love.
现在是要谈忍耐哦。
And now we talk about your endurance.
现在我看都没有什么逼迫。很多人都忍都不喜不忍了，都离开了，不喜欢就离开了，只是不爽就离开了。
And even now, with no persecution, just because you are unhappy, people will leave.
不要说受逼迫，只是我不爽这个传道，我不爽那个执事，我不爽这个负责人，我就离开了。
And even though there's no persecution, just because you are unhappy with certain people, you leave.
这么容易就离开的呀？只是不喜欢一两个人就离开了的。
It is so easy to leave because you do not like someone.
那你怎样面对大逼迫哦？
So how can you endure this persecution?
你认为你大逼迫来到你会坚持到底吗？你认为你会吗？
And when the persecution comes, can you endure till the end?
这伯拉大河原来是伊甸园中流出的一条河流了。
So this river Euphrates was a river that flowed out from the Garden of Eden.
原来波拉大河是神国的国界，神国国土的疆界，知道吗？国界，我们的土地到哪里到哪里，神的国的土地呢，就是从波拉大河。
So this was the boundary of the kingdom of God.
请看创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
这波拉大河是神国里面的河，知道吗？不是指外面世界的，知道吗？
River Euphrates is a river from the kingdom of God.
因为伊甸园里面这个河就在伊甸园里面的呀。
Because this river flowed from the kingdom, from the Garden of Eden.
请看创世纪二章十四节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 14.
一二三，第三道河名叫西底界河。 在亚述的东边，第四道河就是伯拉河，有没有？那现在还存在的就是这两条河啦，一个叫做底格里斯河，一个叫做什么幼发拉底河。
So the remaining, the two rivers that remain till today are the River Tigris as well as the River Euphrates.
这个伯拉大河都是在伊甸园里面属神国的疆土，神国的地盘来土地来的。
So this river Euphrates came from the kingdom of God, and it is from the territory of God.
所以我重复说，这条河是跟真教会、跟神国有关的。Therefore,
I repeat that this river is related to the true Jesus, the true church.
原来这条河就是旧约时代大卫王国的国界，大卫王国建立的哦，大卫王国。 从哪里到哪里，它的国界来的。
So this river is actually the boundary of the kingdom of David.
就是神允许的国土、国家的范围、国家的疆界。
It is the promised land of from God.
我们来看创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
你到底你就看得出神允许给以色列民的土地有多大、有多阔。
Then we can see how wide is the promised land of God.
那你看看今天的以色列国的国土是多么的渺小，多么的小。
And then if you compare the Israel today, you can see how small it is.
创世纪15章18节。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18.
一二三，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说：“我已赐给你的后裔，从哪里开始？从埃及河。” 直到伯拉大河之地，从埃及河，从埃及边界，直到伯拉大河，就是今天的伊拉克啊。从埃及边界到伊拉克边界啊。
From the river of Egypt until the river Euphrates, which is Iraq today.
那是神说，是这是要赐给亚伯兰子孙的国土来的，神国的疆界来的。
And this is what God will give to the descendants of Abram.
那么一直到他们在旷野要进迦南的时候，神再次提醒说，这些地方你们进去要得回来，这是我给你们的。神重复说，这些地方你们要得回来。
And before they enter the land of Canaan, God once again reminded them that this land will be given to them.
再一次提出国界到底有多长多大。
And once again, he reminded them of how wide and how big would their land be.
请看《申命记》第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们读这个第六节到第八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
第六节说，神说，你们在这个何烈山，就是西乃山，太久了啦，可以走了啦，不要一直在那边停留，开始走。第六节啊。 神叫他们走了，因为他们停在西乃山那边停了一年多嘛。
一年多都不走嘛。That they have stayed long enough on this Mount Horeb.
神说够了啦。
And God said it is enough.
你不开始走，你什么时候才走到迦南地区呢？
If you do not start moving, then how, when will you enter the land of Canaan?
那第七节他们就开始起行了，开始走了。第七节。
And verse 7, they continue their journey.
好，我们来读这个七节开始。
We read from verse 7 onwards.
三。 要起行转到亚摩利人的山地和靠近这山地的各处，就是亚拉巴山地、高原南地、沿海一带、迦南人的地，并利巴嫩山，又到哪里？又到伯拉大河。八节，如今我将这些地，刚才指的那些地，七节开始讲的那些地。 将这些地摆在你们面前，你们要尽记得这些土地，这是耶和华向你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各应许要给你们的。所以，伯拉大河是神国的国界来的。
So this river Euphrates is the boundary of the land that will be given by God.
是从埃及河埃及边界一直到今天的伊拉克边界那边。
From Egypt till Iraq of today.
你看那个土地多宽阔多大呀。
And you can see how big this piece of land is. 你看今天以色列国得到的是一点点而已啊，还
在打到半死啊。
And what the Israel of today is just a portion of this land.
那当日大卫建立好大卫王国的时候，有没有得到这个土地呢？有没有得到呢？到伯拉大河那边去呢
？So during the time of David, did he actually end up with this piece of land?
有还是没有
？Did he receive it?
啊，我们来看《列王记上》第四章。
Let us read First Kings chapter 4.
列王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
我们读二十到二十一节
，verses 20 and 21。
1, 2, 3，犹大人和以色列人如同海边的沙那样多，都吃喝快乐。注意哦，所罗门统管诸国，从那里开始，从大河就是伯拉大河到非利士地，直到埃及的边界。大卫王国建立神国的时候，他做到了。他按照神的心意，他做到了。
So the kingdom of God, a kingdom of David, when he became king, was what was promised by God.
啊，所以大卫王是建立神国的勇士，开国功臣来的。
So David was the hero that was the one that established this land of God.
啊，他所以神不喜欢他建圣殿，因为他手上流太多的血，一直打，一直打，一直打，打仗一直杀人嘛。
So God did not want David to build the temple because there was blood on his hands.
可是你建立神国必须要战争啊，必须要杀仇敌啊。
But to establish this kingdom of God, you have to go to war to fight your enemies.
所以大卫的责任，他的工作完成了。
So David completed his duty.
建殿就由所罗门来建吧。
And he allowed Solomon to build the temple.
因为所罗门的手没有流多少，没有流人的血。
Because there was no blood on Solomon's hands.
用这个和平的手、爱的手来建神的殿。
And he could use this hands of peace.And of love to build this temple.
这个国土呢，从伯拉大河到埃及河边界呢，是大卫他的父亲打下来的，不是所罗门打下来的。
So it was David who fought for this territory from Euphrates to Egypt.
那所罗门只是坐享其成，坐在那边享受而已。
So Solomon only sat there and enjoyed.
所以感谢主，神国的土地，大卫因为爱神，因为勇敢。真的照神的心意做到神的要求，做满足了神的心意。
Because
那国土从伯拉大河到埃及河，他做到。
And because David had his heart that pursued after God, he managed to build this territory from Euphrates to the border.
那为什么今天以色列国土这么小呢
？And why is the Israel today such a small land?
因为好景不长，因为所罗门犯罪。
Because Solomon sinned.
神就兴起仇敌来攻击，来对付所罗门王。
And God allowed the enemies to rise up to attack Solomon.
结果把这么大的国土国家分成两半，分成南国跟北国，以色列国跟犹大国，一个国家分成两个国，分成两半。
This kingdom was divided to the north and south, which is Judah and Israel.
到最后，连南国、北朝、南国、以色列都被毁灭掉，被亚述毁灭掉。
And in the end, the southern kingdom of Israel was also destroyed by the Syrians.
其实，在所罗门还没有死，还在当王的时候，那个后半期他已经犯罪了。他就已经犯罪很糟糕了。
And before Solomon died in his latter part of his life, he also had sinned and he was in bad shape.
大家都明白嘛，他最后说是建庙堂去烧香拜偶像嘛，又去淫乱嘛。对不对？
End,
又淫乱又拜偶像，有没有
？He built temples, he worshipped idols, and also he committed adultery.
他一死，国家就分裂。
And when he died, the kingdom was divided.
他还没有死之前，就很多敌人在攻击他了。
And before his death, the enemies were attacking.
所以以色列的国土越来越小，越来越小，越来越小，变成今天以色列国这么小小的。
So the kingdom of Israel got smaller and smaller until today.
所以我们做一个结论。
So the conclusion.
我们清楚看到伯拉大河就是神国的疆界，神国的国土。
We can see that this river Euphrates is the boundary of the kingdom of God.
是应许之地的范围来的。
And it is also the promised land.
但神却这个时候预言说，让河水干了。
But here we can see that God prophesied to allow the waters to dry up.
糟糕了，河水干了就大事不好了。
And when this river dries up, it's not a good sign.
因为河水干了，这个河水一干的时候， 这条河水就成了一条通道，一条路。
So when this river dries up, it becomes a path.
所以在16章12节说， 这条通道呢，这河水干了，变成一条路呢， 是叫做战争的路， 是为东方众王预备道路。
And this in verse 12, it says that when the water dried up, it prepared a way for the kings from the east.
作为东方众王预备道路， 这是一条战争的路啊。
And this is a way of battle.
直到最后呢， 引申到世界末日哈米基多敦的战争啊，从这里开始。
So the battle of Armageddon would begin from here.
东方众王有两个层面， 一个是指以色列中东的那些国家，那些土王，那些国王。
So the kings from the east can refer to the countries of the Middle East.
伊朗王啦，伊拉克王啦，叙利亚王啦，约旦王啦。 这些种种的国家叫做东方众王，知道吗？
So these kings in the Middle East, like Jordan, Syria, Iran, and Iraq.
那么这个河水干了，神的篱笆拿掉，神的保护拿掉了，他们直接进入以色列国。
So when this river is dried up and God lifts up the fence, they can enter Israel directly.
如果用属灵真教会来讲呢，神的保护一拿开呢，东方众王是指神的儿女，我们都是神的儿女，都是王子。And
from a spiritual,
万王之王的王子。 叫做东方众王，我们是东方日出之地出来的真教会。
From a spiritual point of view, these kings of the east are the children of God. When this fence is lifted up,
我们叫做东方众王，知道吗？
So we are also these kings of the east.
那我们就预备来进行属灵战争，这个属灵的最后战争，跟撒旦征战。
We have to prepare for this last battle with Satan.
真教会会进入属灵战争，很激烈的战争。
And the true church will also enter into spiritual battle.
所以神把这个篱笆拿开了，我们就要准备面对征战了。所有的神百姓，我们神的儿女们都要征战了。
And when God lifts up this fence, His children must be prepared for battle.
那这个是水干的意思。
And this is the meaning of the river Euphrates drying up.
那水干的时候，真教会要被攻击的预言，我们来看水干的时候，真教会要被攻击。
So when the river dries up, the true church will be attacked.
请看启示录11章，
Revelation chapter 11,
1-2节，
verses 1 and 2.
这里说圣殿要被践踏42个月，看到吗？ 圣殿第二节，
verse 2.
圣殿要被践踏，圣城要践踏圣城42个月。
The holy city will be trampled for 42 months.
受到攻击咯，受到羞辱咯。
And it will be attacked and shamed.
然后呢，两位见证人神的工人要被杀了，福音要停，圣工一切要停止咯。
And the workers of God will be killed, and the work of the church will stop.
11节3节到7节哦。
Verses 3-7.
这里看七节就好，七节。
Let's just read verse 7.
他们做完见证的时候，那从无底坑上来的时候，必与他们交战，并且得胜把他们杀了。这些都是指水干了，教会受攻击的事件。
These are the matters that points to the river drying up and the church being attacked.
第一，圣殿圣神的国要被践踏42个月，就是3年半。
First, the Holy City, which is the temple of God, which will be trampled for 42 months.
3年半是末日最后的时间来的。
Which is 3.5 years, which is the end times.
因为三年半又分前3年半跟后3年半。
Because it will be divided into the first 3.5 and the second 3.5 years.
前3年半已经过去了，已经没有了。
And the first 3.5 years have gone.
因为前3年半是指主耶稣降生、钉十字架、复活升天、圣灵降临，然后使徒教会。 这些全部都是前3年半发生的事。
So the first 3.5 years refers to the time when Jesus was on earth, and he was crucified, resurrected, as well as the establishment of the apostolic times.
还有使徒教会啊。
And the apostolic church.
那些都过去了咯。
And this.
那现在后三年半，剩下的后3年半呢，是指真教会的出现。
And the second half of this 3.5 years is the existence of the true church.
然后一直到耶稣再来。
And until the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And now the true church has been established for over 100 years. It's been over 100 years.
直到耶稣再来,
and once Jesus comes again, this 3.5 years will end.
这个要圣城要被践踏哦。
But the holy city will be trampled.
两位传道人要被杀哦。
And the two workers will be killed.
两位说是指神的仆人呐。
And these are the servants of God.
第三件事是什么呢？
And what is the third incident?
我们要进入到最后的总结战，最后的征战，最后的。
Which is the final war.
那请看启示录20章。
Revelation chapter 20.
七到九节。
Verses 7-9.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放出来。 要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥和马各，叫他们聚集征战。他们的人数多如海沙，他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的云，还有蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下烧灭了他们。那迷惑他们的魔鬼就被扔在火湖里。这是最后的总结战，最后的征战，最后的。
Is the last battle.
那魔鬼也已经放出来了。And the devil has been released. 他一出来就兵分两路，他做两件事情，马上做两件事。And
when he was released, he would do two things.
一个，他到世界去迷惑列方的各国的首长、各国的军啊军啊那个那那些王。
First is to deceive the nations.
叫他们去征战，去互相仇杀。
And to gather them for battle and to kill one another.
大家放炸弹，放来放去，炸来炸去，炸死你。
And they would attack one another.
一滴炸弹，一滴颗子弹，这样就几千万人，几多万人，几多人就这样死掉的，很容易的，不用很困难的，很容易的。There
will be bombs here and there that would just kill many people.
然后跟着另一方面呢，进入真教会来攻击真教会。And
the other part, it will come into the true church to attack the church.
所以这里说围住圣徒的云，圣徒的云就是真教会啊。And
it was
真教会是我们的堡垒啦，是我们的军堡垒来的呀。
Surround the camp of God's people, which is the true church.
还有蒙爱的城，蒙爱的城就是也是指神的教会啊，神的城呢。
The city he loves is also the true church.
这是水干要发生的事情。
And these are the things that will happen when the water dries up.
这个是指第一个层面的解释。
And this is from the first.
水干真教会要面对撒旦无情的攻击。
When the river dries up, the church will face the attacks of the devil.
因为那个干了，就变成一条路可以直接进来。
Because when the water dries up, it becomes a path, and they can come in directly.
那水干意思说把保护网拿掉了，没有保护了。
And when this river dries up, the fence will be lifted up.
关于水干哦，那个河床干了哈，变成一条路哦，在历史上，从旧约圣经到历史都常常发生。
And this river drying up to become a path has happened from the Old Testament until now.
好像历史事件那个红海，它一干的时候，不是以色列人从海中经过吗？海水干，海水两分成两哦，干的时候中间不是现出一条路吗？So
when the Red Sea dried was parted, there was also a path for the Israelites to walk through.
那个就是可以走的呀，可以过去的呀。And
this is a path where they can walk.
一旦河两分开的时候，也是从一旦河中间就有一条路啊，可以过去的呀。And
then the River Jordan parted, there was also a path where they can walk on.
还有那个巴比伦逾越之前一个晚上，整个巴比伦毁灭掉，也就是巴比伦河进入河的那进入巴比伦城的那条河干掉啊。
And when Babylon was destroyed in one night, it was also because the river dried up and the enemies came and attacked them.
那么他们没有办法攻进巴比伦的，因为他的城墙太厚了，攻不进去。
But they were not able to attack into Babylon because the walls were too thick.
而且又加上有一个护城河，它保护那个城的有一条河。
And because there was a moat that surrounded the city, and there was a bridge that you need to cross.
那个波斯军队很厉害，很聪明，引到开一条另外一条河道，把巴比伦护城河的河水引到其他的地方去，引开它。And
these Persians managed to divert this water around the city.
那么这个河水进入里面呢？河水进入这个巴比伦国里面是给百姓用的嘛？用的水。 结果那个河水干的变成一条路，直接进入，直接进到里面去，国家里面去，进入到王宫里面去。And
this river was a source of water for the people, but when it was diverted and it dried up, so this path was a path that led straight to the kingdom.
所以但以理书不是说那个巴沙撒王在那边喝酒啊，跟大臣在那边骄傲吗？拿圣殿的器皿来侮辱圣殿啊，有没有？就是那个晚上喽，就那个晚上喽。So
Daniel recorded when King Belshazzar was having a dinner and using the instruments of the temple.
在羞辱神的时候，墙壁不是有写字吗？你的国到这里为止，到今夜为止。
And when he was
明天就没有了。And
when he was drinking, there was the writing on the wall that said, "Yet your kingdom will be destroyed today."
明天起来。 插上去的是波斯帝国的国旗，巴比伦国旗没有了。
And tomorrow,
就是波斯帝国的国旗。
And tomorrow they will become the kingdom, the land of the Persian kingdom.
这个就是一条河水干流的历史事件啊，历史事件来的。
And this was a historical record of the river drying up.
那么真教会属灵层面也是河水会干，变成一条路，战争的路，地人自己进来。
And the true, in the true church, this river will also dry up, and it will become a path for the enemies to come in.
我们明天再讲水干的第二个层面。
Tomorrow we will talk on the second point, second part of this river drying up.
因为要讲到攻打以色列，直接的毁灭以色列。
Because we'll talk about attacking and also destroying this Israel.
这个就牵动到国际祭司、世界祭司的情形。
And this will talk about matters of the world.
国际祭司啊，世界的动态
，and matters of this world，
叫做风从哪里来
？and where does this wind come？
风从以色列国来
，and this wind comes from the kingdom of Israel。
好，我们。